This is Vancouver Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650, a presentation of White Spot. Now, here's your host, Brooke Ward.
The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
Hello, hockey fans, and welcome to another edition of White Spot, Vancouver Giants This Week on the mighty Sportsnet Radio Network, heard coast to coast, the flagship station right here, located in Vancouver. Sportsnet 650, the voice of all sports of all kind, all mankind, the voice of all mankind sports, and the voice of the Vancouver Giants, too. You pick a sport, we're the voice of it. Right here, the mighty 650. That's what we should just call the place. I know it's Sportsnet, but yeah, you're listening to the mighty 650 tonight. It's Sportsnet's radio. I might drop that on you a few more times here tonight. It is the mighty 650. It's Sportsnet Radio. I'm Brooke Ward. It's White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week. Dale Sipe, Giants senior VP, to join us in a couple of moments, talk about some of the events coming up for the Giants. Their next home game is on the 31st. Ty Haliburta and the Kelowna Rockets come to town. It's country night at the LEC. Going to find out more about that, some of the other nights that are coming on to the Langley Event Center with the Giants very shortly. Nathan Canner, the play-by-play voice of the Giants as well, who have dropped three in a row after being unbeaten in three. And boy, they're banged up right now with injuries. And also Bill Wilms later in the program for the G-Men as well. Went 0-for-3 on the weekend. Gave up a lot of shots. Got some really great goaltending from Burke Hood. And there were other individual performances for the Giants, too. But when you were missing Ryan Lynn and Mathis Preston and Joe Aginla and Caleb Hartman and Adam Tittleback now on the shelf for a while for the Giants, and the list seems to go on, that is the top end of your offense. So offensively right now, a struggle for the Giants, that's for sure. And the puck's in their own end a lot, and the shot clock shows that. One thing I'll say for the Giants, though, as well, is their work ethic is unchallenged. They are working hard. These third and fourth liners, basically, on the hockey club, they're now asked to play first line minutes. They are working hard. There's no quit in them. But a 4-2 loss to Penticton, a 4-1 loss in Everett, and then a 5-1 loss with an empty netter on Sunday to Prince George. It tells a tale of the tape for the Giants, a team that's on the outside at the moment looking in to a playoff spot. 5 points out of a spot right now. They're running out of games, but there's also a 5-game homestand coming up for the Giants. They're hoping to get healthy bodies back. Bill Wilms, as mentioned, going to join us in a couple moments. I want to drop you this on right now, or drop this on you right now. Parker Burgess, head coach of the Giants, after the Sunday game against Prince George. You know, these guys got to be down and dejected, still showing up for the post-game show in the banquet hall with Greg Ballack and Bill Wilms. And yeah, it must be tough to swallow all these, you know, losses, but Parker and the rest of the coaching staff and the team trying to hold things together.
We're in a tough stretch, and teams go through it, especially when you're young. And for some reason, it just happens in hockey where one guy goes down and then all of a sudden five or six go down. And, you know, we're not going to sit here and make any excuses, because obviously other players have opportunities and roles and responsibilities that are elevated, but it's difficult. And I look at tremendous weekend last weekend. You get 5 or 6 points, and the unfortunate pieces of losing Ryan and losing Mathis, but then also losing Caleb Hartman, and you know, still not having Joe. Like, those are, it's tough to overcome those things. Those are facts. And but I look at the weekend as a whole. This weekend, you know, you have the second, first, and third place team in the conference, you know, in a 3-3 when you're already banged up. And, you know, I have to judge. I understand it's a results-driven business, but I have to judge our group by their care level, by their competitiveness, by their effort, their play without the puck. And, you know, over the past 6 games, we haven't given up more than 4 goals in one game. You look at last night where you're down 3-0 early, and if our team didn't have compete and care and character, that game can be 7 or 8. Like, those are tremendous opponents. And right now we just have to work on finding ways to generate offense as best we can. And, you know, and that's power play included, because we're going to have to really work to create it right now. You know, Ryan and Mathis and Caleb and Joe, all these guys are chomping at the bit. They just want to get back in and help. When you talk about like an energy and a feeling amongst the group, when those guys who are not in the lineup are seeing the commitment and the sacrifice and the character from the guys that are in it and that are battling and doing everything in their power to just do their best. That's like, it's anything in life. You have to just, all you can do is ask for somebody's very best. And I don't think I can sit here and say, hey, we didn't have guys that gave their very best this weekend. Mm-hmm. They did. And so we'll be better for it. And our job is to stay positive and energetic and enthusiastic moving into this week. And then we get to go up and play Prince George again. And I think the road trip comes at a great time. We've got a lot of new faces and a lot of new bodies, and it'll just be good to be on the road together.
Parker Burgess of the Giants, that's your head coach. The Giants are in Prince George, trying to just stay the course, get some points in Prince George Friday and Saturday night. Vancouver Giants Senior Vice President joins us now. His name is Dale Sipe. Good guy. Hello, Mr. Sipe. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm swell. I'm swell. I'm better than good now that you are here. People out there in Giant Land should know that Sipe hooked me up with a Nathan's hot dog the other day at the game. That's a good hot dog, Sipe. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, they're exceptional. They're doing a really good job at the LEC with all our concessions and the different food choices. Now they got a meatball sandwich I'm going to have to get you to try here too.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, keep them coming. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I know. When the jerky toss happens during the game, they toss out some beef jerky. I'm always like, well, can't they toss one up to me? It's just one bag of beef jerky. So,
well, there you go.
There you go. Hey, buddy. I wanted to talk to you about a few things. First of all, your Giants, though, beaten up. A lot of injuries. How healthy are you?
I'm just an old beat-up old football guy, but I don't have to play hockey at the level that these guys do. And they, our dressing room looks like a MASH unit right now. But, you know, I thought our guys gave it all last night or on Sunday night. I thought they played very well considering who was out of the lineup. They were up against a pretty formidable group and a world junior goaltender. And I thought our guys played well, a few breaks, and it would have been a pretty even game.
Yeah. No, I thought you guys played really – worked hard, by the way, just among other things.
Yeah. There's some sandpaper in our game now, and I like that. So,
my friend. Giants are on the road this weekend, but they're back home on Friday, make it Saturday, January 31st, when Kelowna comes to town and Ty Haliburta comes back to town. But also, more importantly, it's Country Night. Tell me more about Country Night. Patterson Media presenting Country Night. I love Country Night.
Well, just it's a country music promo and a Country Night where we celebrate our Western heritage. There'll be a few acts in the building that'll perform, and we're also doing a drive for Basics for Babies.
Mm. And what happens with that?
Well, you bring something for an infant, similar to a food bank drive, and we donate it all to Basics for Babies, and or you can just make a money donation and make sure that some of our less fortunate people in the community are able to look after their kids properly.
Excellent. By the way, here's a thought starter. You got 2 weeks to get Isaac, your fine PR director. What's Isaac's title?
Isaac is the manager of stakeholder engagement.
Okay, there you go. What you need on Country Night is a couple of, remember the old days when you put a dime into the pony and the horse would rock? You'd be at Simpson Sears or somewhere like
that?
There you
go. A dime. You and I are dating ourselves and we say we put a dime in.
I hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Because you get a couple of those and kids can ride by donation and that money can go in Basics for Babies. There you go. A couple of those in there. And you, other than bringing a real pony in, Sipe?
Well, I can do that too.
Yeah, you have pony rides for the kids in there? Sure. Isaac can walk behind the pony and clean up after it. There you go.
There you go.
Another
yep.
job for Isaac. Yep. Anyway, Country Night, January 31st. Then on February 7th, 80s Night, presentation of Jack FM when Kamloops is in town. I still have the clothes from the 80s, so that might happen, Sipe. What else happens?
Well, I'm featuring 80s music, some flashback video, some events in the building that hopefully there's no streaking or any of that stuff that we had happen in the 80s, but we'll have some fun with it and reminisce, shall we say. Brooke, you and I'll remember our youthful days of exuberance.
I'm getting old enough, someone does have to remind me of what I was doing, but I still have a lime green tank top from the 80s.
There you go. Well, it's probably coming back in. Oh, you'll be okay.
If I got 2 weeks to work out and try to, firm up the shoulders and whatnot and drop that on you guys. On February 13th, Penticton in town, CMHA Talk Hockey or CMHA Talk Today game.
Yeah, that's just an awareness, mental health, and the issues that we deal with in our communities right now, and in support of the idea that we all need to talk about our issues and share with somebody that don't go it alone. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So yeah. If you have some issues, mental, whatever they may be, make sure you don't try it yourself. Take a pill. There's a pill, take a pill.
Or ride a horse.
Yeah, ride a horse.
There you go.
Final one for you, bud. The prospect game too. I haven't had your thoughts on that coming. The WHL prospect game on a Wednesday night, February the 18th. That's a nice coup by you guys.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some guys in that game. It's going to be also a time to see all the top prospects for the NHL draft coming up in the spring in Buffalo, and they have some announcements to be made around celebrity coaches and guest coaches and staffing and things. So as that progresses, I think people can get a little bit more excited about it and be wanting to be there here for it. People don't want to miss that. So Wednesday night.
Is this the first one? Is this the first WHL prospect?
It's the first WHL one. Like, we hosted the CHL one a few years ago.
Yeah.
When Bedard was here. But this is the first WHL one. I think it's great because it really showcases our league. And the WHL, no slight being given here to this, to the O or the Q, but the WHL is the number one producer of professional hockey players in the world. And we're going to show why on that February 18th.
Great idea. Must have been yours. Great idea. The Dub Prospect Game. Wasn't Isaac's. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Look forward to the horses when we get in town on Country Night. Like, hey, pony rides for the kids, or, you know, take a dime. Plug it in.
There you go. Well,
thanks, boss.
We'll make sure you get that meatball sandwich on deck here for you next week. So.
Thanks, Siper.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Dale Sipe, Senior VP Vancouver Giants. And now we move on to the Senior Play-by-Play Broadcaster of the Vancouver Giants, the veteran. How many years now, Nathan, have you been doing play-by-play for the Giants? What's this, year three?
Yeah, this year three. Senior? I don't know about senior.
Senior, man.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that word. I don't know.
Nobody else. Well, get used to it, man. You ain't going to get any more junior. So, when did you first start your play-by-play career? What year?
That would be 2016, 17.
Okay, so, well, you're 10 years in, man. That's veteran status.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it doesn't feel like 10. Oh, my goodness.
Man, you're no longer a rookie. You're not a sophomore.
Yeah, what, is that a veteran?
Ugh. Veteran, man. Veteran broadcaster, 10 years in. The professional. You get paid. Giants pay you. You're a pro.
Yeah. That is true.
I know.
That is true.
I know.
Professional, yeah. I see these terms, I'm like, veteran, professional,
I just had Siper.
I just like to have fun with it.
I had Siper on, and I forgot to ask him if he planned to bring you back next year, because I assume you're... I forgot the next time I'll ask that. Then I'll have more information. Enjoy your last year, Nathan.
Yeah, there we go. I got to make the most of it. Right?
Yeah, make the most of the last year. Every call could be your last call. You never know, so... When I did the Canadians play-by-play years ago, I'd go on the field before the game, and they're nice enough to let me to go shag flies during batting practice and all that, which was really cool out at Nat Bailey. So my question to you is, are you allowed to go on the ice with the Giants? Either the pregame skate would be great, or on an off day, you lace them up. Do you go out there? That'd be cool.
I don't dare ask. Wow. I probably might have the leash. I probably could if I asked at the right time in the right situation. I don't know if I'd want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, though. You would.
You know what? I don't want to embarrass myself.
No, really would. You really would. It'd be a highlight for you. And I'm not kidding.
The only way I would do it is if our content manager, if on our staff, if she joined us and made a segment out of it, it would have to be worth it.
Bailey Dick, your content creator, guess who is going to hear about that next time I see her? hey, Bailey, I got one for you. But you know, maybe they're short a goalie someday. They strap the pads on and you go in and, you know, let people hit you with a puck.
Oh, boy. That is, you just took a step. There's one thing to, like, join them on the ice. There's another entire thing. I know you're the goalie guy, but, oh, boy, I am not going in that net.
Yeah, I'd do it.
No, thank you.
I'd do it, but I bring my old gear from the 1970s, and that would not stand up well. But
No, see, that's what we need. I'll do practice if you go in net.
Oh, I'm in. Call Paul Fricker, mate. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's make this happen. I'm in. No sweat. Have Burke Hood or Kelton Pine dress me up. Beautiful. Okay. Go out there and ask the guys to, if the right-handed guys have to shoot left-handed, I'm in.
So, yeah, that's the number one.
That's a deal. Anyway, I think if you can make that happen, it's a one of my career highlights is shagging flies with these guys game after game after game. If you can make that happen once, even though you might be going, there's the odd player that can skate faster than you, trust me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a career highlight for you. It'll be great. Make it happen, man. If you can, I highly, let's just say I'm a veteran. I'd highly recommend it.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see what we can do.
I want to be there for that, though. You got to tell me when it happens. So anyway, the Giants, we can get to them in a moment, too. But also an announcement today about which I did not drop on Cyper, is the coaching staff for the WHL Prospects game. And part of the coaching staff will be Parker Burgess of the Giants. Go, Mr. Cantor.
Yeah, it's interesting what they've done. So the entire BC division, all the head coaches will serve on the bench in some sort of capacity. So as you mentioned, yes, Giants head coach Parker Burgess will be this prospects game. Reminder that it's coming to the LEC under a month away now, February 18th. And it will be Team West versus Team East. But all the coaches will be from the BC division. So Parker Burgess and James Patrick, the head coach of the Victoria Royals, they will be the assistants on Team West. Excuse me. The head coach will be Prince George Cougars head coach Mark Lamb. So you have kind of the furthest west of the BC teams, Victoria, Vancouver, and Prince George. They'll be in charge of Team West. And then Team East, even though the players will be from the Eastern Conference, they will be coached by the head coach of Kelowna, Kamloops, and Penticton. So Fred Harbinson, Derek Martin, and then Sean Clouston, who's with Kamloops, those will be the three coaches for Team East, who obviously represent the other BC division. So kind of interesting that they're doing it here with, I guess, the idea, of course, it being hosted in Vancouver, hosted at Langley Event Center. They wanted the BC flavor to be behind both benches, and I think that's kind of cool.
I did ask Dale about this, but what are your thoughts of having a Western Hockey League prospect game?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I think it's necessary. I mean, just with the change, right? Like you used to have the CHL top prospects team, and that obviously very hard to make that roster because or the rosters because you're looking at from three leagues, right? You got the OHL and the Q and of course the Western League as well. And so that's how many spots, 40 whatever spots open, one for two teams playing each other. Then that changed. You took that away. You replaced it with the CHL USA Prospects Challenge. Now it's even harder to make that because you have one team from all three leagues. So Ryan Lynn was so good. Of course, he was on Team CHL. Mathis Preston, he was on Team CHL. And so, but what that meant when now you have, it's so hard to make those rosters, and now that has changed. You needed to replace it, I think, with more league representation. So each league has followed suit and done that, right? Like the OHL Top Prospects game, I don't know if it's happened yet. I know it's in January. It might even be this week. They're doing their own. The QMJHL did their own in the first half, and now the Western Hockey League also as well. So it's this. It is a showcase for the players. You're going to get all sorts of NHL scouts. Like, that's what you get when it was the CHL USA Prospects Challenge. That's what you did get when it was the CHL Top Prospects game, which, of course, the Giants hosted when Connor Bedard was in his draft year in 2023. So it's just, there's NHL scouts from every single team will be here on February 18th. Patrick Alvin, actually, not related to the prospects team. Patrick Alvin was at the Giants game the other day.
I know. I thought he got lost.
Yeah. Oh, I know he was. I'm sure he's watching Carson Carls and would have watched Brian Lynn if he was in that game.
I hear you, but it was foggy out, and the head of the Vancouver Giants showed up
at the wrong rink
at the LEC. It's like, what? Wow, yeah. So I mean, maybe he took a wrong turn, but it's nice to see him there. That's good.
Yeah. So I hadn't seen him yet before. You see, obviously, over the course of the year, you see a lot of different scouts.
Don't get me started. I mean, the guy's the GM of the Canucks. I mean, the general manager of the Canucks, and we've seen him once. Giants. I mean, come on. Anyway, don't get me started. And when are the roster? By the way, the OHL game went last Wednesday.
It was last week. Okay.
So, yeah, it was a closely matched. It says here a closely matched game with the Eastern Conference winning 5-4 in OT.
That would be great if
Closely
we could get a game like that.
Says
yeah,
that day.
Overtime.
Yeah, when are the rosters for the Dub game announced?
Yeah, so get ready. They're coming out soon. Get ready for those Wednesday morning, the rosters for the full roster. So some players have been announced. Ryan Lind was already named to the team. That's no surprise. Now, he is hurt, so the hope is he can still play, but we don't know officially yet. Obviously, it depends on how his healing process goes over the next few weeks. We're, you know, about 4 weeks away. But he had already been named to the team, as had Mathis Preston, who's unfortunately also hurt. And
yeah.
We don't have to get to the injuries continuing to pile up for the Vancouver Giants, but the four rosters will go. So here's what I can say. Expect more Giants. There will be more. We saw the midterm rankings released by NHL Central Scouting. We had five Giants on those midterm rankings, including Lynn and Preston, as first rounders, both in the top 32 amongst North American skaters. But there were three other Giants. Brett Olsen was ranked on the midterms. Joe Aginla recently acquired, hasn't played yet, but as a Giant, but he's getting closer, and he was ranked in the midterm rankings, as was Tobias Tomic. So we know some of those players. I don't know. Some of them will be announced.
Throw Burke Hood in there for me too, if you would, while we're here.
That would be great. Uh-huh. The already drafted Islanders prospect.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me. If this wasn't live, I'd edit that out there. No, you can't be drafted and play in this game.
Okay. No. And that's the thing. A lot of local people who should be invested in this. No offense, but with the way the Canucks season is going. Come out and see all the top right. Like, there's a lot of big names.
Hey, Patrick.
J.B. Hurlburt.
Hey, Patrick. Take a wrong turn again. Come on out.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be there.
Watch this game. I hope so, man.
He will be there.
If he's not, it tells you an even bigger story about the Canucks.
I'll tell you another name who will definitely be there, and I hope this isn't a sore point for Canucks fans as well. But you know Judd Brackett?
Yes,
former scout? He's coming.
Okay, that's good.
He's coming. He works for the Wild, I believe.
By the way, we see Ron DeLorme out there all the time, so the Canucks do have representation out there.
Yes,
so
that's important to say.
We see DeLorme all the time. It's just you don't see the general manager, who I don't know where he lives, but it's not that long of a drive. But I'd like to see the GM of the local hockey club of the NHL variety out there, maybe more often, but DeLorme is out there doing the job. So, but
yeah,
come on, you're the GM. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Prince George, when do you guys leave?
That's a long drive. Leave Thursday, all day drive, play Friday, play Saturday, come home Saturday overnight.
Okay.
So.
Enjoy, buddy. All right, thank you, pal. You're the best. We'll look forward to the names that drop tomorrow, and I will see you in Kelowna when Ty Haliburta and the Kelowna Rockets hit town on the 31st.
Yes, Ty Haliburta's return. Get your tickets. That'll be really interesting. January 31st, Saturday at Langley Event Center. We'll see you then, Brooke.
Nathan Canner, play-by-play voice of your Vancouver Giants. Bill Wilms going to come and join us in a couple of moments, too. The veteran analyst. We have a veteran play-by-play team with the Giants, actually, because you're 10 years into the career of play-by-play of Nathan Canner, and Bill Wilms has been with the Giants since the Giants have been with Bill Wilms. They both started, you know, early 2000s, first year with the Vancouver Giants. So he's been with the Giants for a quarter of a century, and Bill done many, many hockey games when it comes to color commentary prior to that in the Western Hockey League and throughout junior hockey. Former coach in juniors as well, Bill, former player years ago. Bill's been around. He's the veteran. He's going to come up next. Interesting there, too, with Nathan. I mean, I feel like such a dummy saying, hey, Burke Hood? Burke Hood's going to play, right? No, he's already been drafted. Oh, yeah. I kind of like, it's the prospects game, Brooke. And I hadn't really thought about that. I just thought, oh, we'll get Burke Hood in there, too. No, if you've been drafted, you don't play in the prospects game, Brooke. That's a good one. I share that with you. In fact, I repeat it because I feel so stupid that I repeat it. The Giants are in Prince George on Friday and Saturday, as Nathan just told you. Back-to-back against the Cougars. Cougars 5-1 over the Giants on Sunday at the LEC, including the empty net goal. So the G-men are riding a three-game losing streak right now, but they were unbeaten in three going into that. So they're on a 2-3-1 run. Back in PG and back home against Ty Haliburta and the Kelowna Rockets. Can you be 20 and play in the prospects game? I should ask Nathan that. Haliburta. I mean, you're still draftable, I think, anyway, as the 20-year-old coming back and the Rockets and Ty Haliburta. That'll be a fun night, too, to see Ty in a Rocket jersey. That'll take us through the end of January. Here comes February, too, boys and girls. Holy smokes. Daylight is burning. Seize the day. Gather ye rosebuds while she may. Time flies, folks. The Giants weekend again. A 3-2 loss, or check that. A 4-2 loss to Penticton on Friday night. A 4-1 loss to Everett on Saturday. And 5-1 to Prince George on Sunday, including the empty netter. But when the dust settles, they were outscored 13-4 over the weekend, too. And giving up a lot of shots in those games as well. And the injuries and the players out of the lineup for the Giants right now, they're like two of their top players, if not the two top players of the forward and or of the skaters, as they say. They never call the goaltender a skater. I'm like, well, he's a skater. But anyway, of the skaters of the non-goaltending variety, their top two players are out. And Hartman's out too, and they've had some issues there for Vancouver. Tittleback also was banged up last week. So you can see how they would drop three in a row and have some trouble creating offense. Bill Williams coming up next. Talk about all that and more. And the Prospects game coming up February 18th, a Wednesday night. The WHL Prospect game. Get your tickets, VancouverGiants.com/tickets. I'm Brooke Ward. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week. This is Jack the Giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
And this is Sportsnet 650.
Well, hello, everybody. It's your old friend Danny Gallivan, and you're listening to a scintillating, rapier-like Brooke Ward.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you, Danny Gallivan. Thank you, Jack the Giant, riding shotgun for me as usual here. Doing the damage for you on Sportsnet 650 on a beautiful, toasty, well, toasty? I don't know. It's a beautiful day today anyway. You get into a corner where you can block the wind and be in the sunshine. I'm not kidding you. You can tan. It's January 20th. You can tan. You got to fight through your checks a little bit now and then because it does get a little breezy once in a while, even if you're kind of blocking the wind. Some sneaks through. But trust me. Trust me, folks. Get out there. Get into an area where the wind is basically shielded and enjoy some sunshine on your face for a little while. Bill Wilms, one of the sunniest guys. He's always a friendly guy. He's a happy man. Bill Wilms joins us in just a moment. The Giants are sitting in 10th place as we speak, tied up with Seattle. Giants also have their own first-round draft pick, because if you're sitting here now 5 points out of a playoff spot and the teams in front of you have games in hand, you see how banged up they are. But they're 5 points out of a playoff spot right at the moment, chasing Portland and Victoria, who are tied for 8th place. And the Giants, though, they have their own first-round pick coming up in the Bantam draft. They also have Wenatchee's first-round pick. And the Wild are 2 points behind Vancouver. Giants are tied with Seattle for 10th in the West. Wenatchee's 12th in the West in the basement. And nobody's bragging down there, but as you do look to the future, the Giants should have two very high draft picks coming up in the upcoming Bantam draft as well to build towards more of the future as well. So funny looking at the Penticton V lineup, though. The Vs are second in the West. The expansion Vs loaded up 12, at last count, 12 19-year-olds, 3 20-year-olds, and the quality of those 19-year-olds as well has helped them be one of the top teams in the West. Sometimes I look and go, if you can find the quality player you're looking for, can I just load up on 19-year-olds? And not worried about building in the draft? Or do I want to still build through the draft and try and make sure I bring some stars through the system? Do I want to just make the playoffs with 19-year-olds in the top four? Or do I want to try and build a team that can win it all? And that is the goal for your Vancouver Giants. As promised, Bill Wilms is now with us, the veteran. I don't know if you heard the opening here, Bill, but I called you a veteran because you've been around for, you know, more than 3 years, frankly. And you've moved past the rookie and sophomore. You're a veteran, Bill, veteran broadcaster. I hope that's okay to say. I don't insult you with that.
No, not at all. I think everybody knows I'm I'm on the off ramp though.
You're on the back nine, is what you're telling me.
I've got out of the fast lane, and then I'm signaling get off that off ramp. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you're over in the right hand lane. You got a blinker on still. You don't even know he's on.
Exactly.
I know. I just figure you're on about the 15th hole, wouldn't you say? You're about the 15th hole.
Yeah, back nine for sure. My wife and I were just talking about that the other day. Yeah. What hole are we on?
Yeah, about the 15th hole. I hope all being well. You know.
Yep.
You know?
I hear you.
I know. A couple of par threes coming up. It's going to be
par five, maybe. It's going to be good. Yeah, get kind of easy. It's a tough, it's the long par fours that are tough. But yeah, we're, as long as we hit the right clubs.
Yeah, hit to keep it in the fairway. We've said, talked about that before, Bill Fairway. And,
you know who gave me that handle?
No.
I had no idea what, honestly, what, you know, Twitter and all that was about. And we're in the press box in Edmonton one night, and Dan Russell says, well, you know, they want to font you up on the screen. What's your Twitter handle? I said, I got no idea. He said, well, we'll make one up right now, at Bill Fairway.
At Bill Fairway on Twitter. So it's all Russell's fault. So
Yeah.
Well, you're coming out, you know, if you're playing on the back nine, I'd suggest it's a good thing you're playing Tawasin because it's shorter. So it's not, you know, there are no 500-yard par fives. At least there never used to be in Tawasin. So, you know.
No, it's, they've done a nice job. Nice place to play golf. Par 70, you know.
Perfect.
It's good for everybody. They play a pro tour event. The Vancouver Golf Tour plays an event at Tawasin Springs. So it tells you how good that golf course is.
How's the discount guard, the golf discount guard, the Vancouver discount guard? I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's been so long since I asked you. How is your discount card doing, Mr. Wilms, to get golf? You had a new one coming up shortly with a brand new season starting. And
yeah, April 1st, yeah.
And I got it written down here, discountgolfcard.ca. April 1st, you have a new card for the year. Tell me more, Bill.
Well, not a whole lot more. The cards are good for a year, so you're still, if you purchase a card or want to, I think we're just about blowing them out now for sure. I mean, you know, Lower Mainland is the only place in Canada you can play golf, so you still got time and, you know, in the rest of this month, all of February, all of March, actually, too. And then the new one comes out.
So you're going to get a discounted discount golf card .ca now, because there's only a month and a half left in the schedule, shall we say, and then...
Yep.
In April, a brand new discount card. Discount golf all over the Lower Mainland, folks. Check it out. Discountgolfcard.ca with Mr. Wilms. On to business. I was just rambling on about this, Bill, moments ago. And I do ramble well, but or at least I keep rambling. But Penticton loads up with a bunch of 19-year-olds, and they've got your 320-year-olds, and they're into expansion year, but they've done very well, and they're in the top four. And then you have other teams like the Giants who want to build through the draft. Is there a method to the madness of a Penticton to potentially do that? And you could sort of say, hey, I just want to make it, not that they're saying this, but I just want to make the playoffs and I can get some revenue and play well. Whereas other teams like the Giants, no, we want to build and win it all. But is there something appetizing about loading up with 19-year-olds?
Well, let me tell you, Penticton has 13. Everett has 8. Prince George has 7. Those are the three teams we just played on the weekend. Mm. You know how many Vancouver has? 3. And Tittleback was out of the lineup for one game on Sunday against Prince George. So we played that game with 2 19-year-olds, Dominic Kelly and Skok. Look, this team was expected to, at the beginning of the year, to be top four. And that wasn't to do with development. That was all, you know, as a future. That's looking into this year's playoffs. And now they're in a struggle for it. And let's be honest, I mean, they're 5 points out of a playoff spot. They just came through a horrifically difficult weekend. So, you know, draft picks are fine, but, you know, we can't lose the focus now of just looking to the future. I don't think, in my opinion, it was about this year. I think it still is to a certain extent, but that window is closing and it's been tough. But, you know, as we said off the air, after this weekend up at Prince George, the Vancouver Giants have a homestand of 5 games. Maybe they can make something happen. But, Brooke, they really had so little chance this weekend playing against Penticton on Friday, Everett on Saturday, and then Prince George on Sunday. The top 3 teams in the Western Conference with combined 85 wins, and we're going in there with a pea shooter. You know, let me put you this way. I look at this point in the season, again, still staying on the focus of trying to have a good year this year and obviously acquire as many draft picks you can for the future. But with a focus so far on this year, okay, and it still has to be on this year to a certain extent. When you look at the scoring depth of this team, 10-plus goal scorers, is that reasonable to expect a semi-veteran team for guys to have 10 or more goals after 40 games? I think so. You know how many Penticton had? 9 this weekend. Everett had 9 10-plus goal scorers. Prince George had 7. Vancouver has 1. I mean, those injuries really, really have hurt Vancouver. They got through last weekend, I don't think, with I don't want to say easily, but they battle hard to get the points, 5 out of 6 that they'd get after they lost the players that they'd lost. You know, so this is a team, and the one player that Vancouver had going into this last weekend with all the injuries, I'm just talking about this last weekend, 10 plus goals was Volotovsky, and he was a shutdown center. So we went in there, you know, really, really difficult. It was like going into a knife fight with a stick.
Yeah.
You know, or into a gun battle with nothing.
Brought a knife to a gun battle.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, it was like, you know, burping against thunder. I mean, it has no effect. I mean, you just couldn't get it done. For us to get 3 wins last weekend, for us to get 1 win, I think there might have been one guy that could have done that, and he lives in heaven.
You got me thinking. I think I know the guy you're talking about. So,
all right. You needed a miracle.
I needed a moment to think about that. I was thinking, has a Vancouver Giant passed away? And he could. And I went, oh no,
yeah, it's I hear you,
big
yeah.
Mr. G. It took me a second.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, yeah,
big
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
G. Well, would as a fan, and by the way, I get everything you're saying. If you want to look to the Giants traded away a bunch of offense. They brought a bunch of offensive players back in, and they're all on the sidelines basically right now.
Well, the two biggest ones are. I mean, let's be honest. When you talk about Ryan Lynn and Mathis Preston, Ryan Lynn has 39 assists. And I wonder how many of those are primary. Regardless, he creates offense. Preston, 15 goals. I think he's got 51 career goals. He's a 17-year-old. He creates offense. We saw that in the one game he played. That he made others better. Both these guys make others better. Well, they're also out of the lineup, and you got a bunch of forwards that aren't your highest scorers, and these two guys are out. How are you gonna produce offense?
You got third and fourth liners trying to play first line minutes, I guess, or at least first line production.
100%. And they're terrific prospects. You know, don't let me get that wrong. But you know, as a prospect. You know, when you're looking at potential, you want that to ultimately yield production. And fans can't expect, because some guys are getting more opportunities to play, that they would just go out and score goals.
Yeah.
You know, especially this past weekend against those three teams they played. It's not, you don't press a button, say score. And they still got some heck of a good production out of the weekends. And I wouldn't even dignify anybody's conversation about effort, that there wasn't any effort. I mean, yeah, they fell behind. Okay, they fell behind Friday against Penticton early, 3-0. You know why? Because their coaching staff made sure that they didn't see this as a trap game and take the Giants easy. They're going to Everett. They're down 3-0, period one there. Why? Because their coaching staff made sure that they didn't see this as a trap game. And so they scored quickly. Now, against Penticton, the last period, Vancouver outscored them 2-0. Okay? It's a positive. In Everett, Brooke, it was 3-0, 4 minutes in. The last 55 minutes of the game in Everett, the Giants played 1-1. The fans were restless in that building. 6,500 fans. They didn't have a whole lot to cheer about after the first 4 minutes, I think it was, or whatever it was. You know, so it was a terrifically bad break in who you had scheduled at that point. I mean, the week previous, like I say, the weekend previous, they were fine. They got 5 out of 6 points, and now you had Penticton coming in. You were in Everett, and you had Prince George. And as I say, three teams, any one of the three could possibly be your Western Conference WHL title holders. So. It doesn't get any easier. I get that. But, you know, fans, folks, please. It's not a magic button that you press. You look, and that's the beauty, Brooke, of the Western Hockey League for me for years upon years, is that you see this potential become, you know, production. And you can see a guy who gets 8 goals or 7 goals or 5 goals his 16-year-old year, and then he gets a little bit more as 17. By the time he's an 18 or 19 year old, he's a 30 or 35 or even 40 goal scorer. I mean, there, you know, Oreskovic, I thought, had a terrific weekend. You know, Brett Olsen doubled his, you know, he went from 4 goals, you know, to 8 from last season. You know, Morelli is flying around out there. He's having fun.
You like development. You like to watch the players develop. I do too, right? Like, I like to watch the guys develop from when they get here, the guys with the offensive potential or whatever, and then through a couple or 3 years go, wow, seeing this guy develop from a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old. I like to see that, Bill. I wonder what the hockey fan would say, though. Your opinion, please. Of would the hockey fan rather load up with a bunch of 19-year-olds, like some teams do? Or do they want to watch a guy and have a Ryan Lynn and have a Mathis Preston and a Joe Aginla and watch these guys develop? Or do you want to be loaded up with 19-year-olds that you say, okay, we'll finish in the top four, but we're probably not ever going to win anything?
Brooke, I'm glad you came right circle back to that question, because you're saying, you know what, I mean, are you in it to win it or are you in it to develop? Listen, that window's small. And as I said, this is a Vancouver Giant Hockey Club at the start of the year. The projections were certainly playoffs, 100%. And there was some serious thought that this could be a top four team. And at that point, you're hosting the playoffs. You got home ice advantage, at least in the first round. But it slipped away because what we've said several times with you is that it wasn't working, and so it's sad to see, some of the talent that's been traded, but there's new people have come in, but they're hurt. I mean, Aginla hasn't played a game. Preston, has only played one in a period, and the defenseman Hartman from Seattle's, he's out now, and he played like one or two games.
Yeah.
But it's the offense. It's the goal scorers. It's the production. They could not challenge this last weekend. It was almost impossible to challenge the offense of the other team. And yet they battled as hard as they could. And, now you're going to Prince George for two games. And then, as I say, after that, there's winnable games on the schedule. But you can't expect that. So, yeah, you want a team this year. And Vancouver Giants this year wanted a team that would challenge because the window was small. And they had to make some moves because what was happening wasn't working, as I say. They were, I think, 4 points out of last spot when they made the moves. And they were great moves. They were certainly helpful moves, but they're just not in the lineup.
Yeah, and they needed to make some changes on defense, I felt, anyway, through the season, and then they did at the deadline. It shore up the defense a little bit. We'll move some guys out. We'll try and get better on defense. And what did you get? About three games to see what it might look like moving forward before everyone got hurt. So that was a rough weekend last weekend, the previous weekend for Vancouver. And hey, Bill, by the way, you talk after every game, you guys, whether it's you and Justin or you and Greg Ballack and Nathan's around to post game in the banquet hall, you're talking to Parker Burgess, head coaches, assistant coaches. Do you notice any change in their demeanor? Do they seem lower to you now or discouraged in any way? Or what's their body language you get from the coaches?
Yeah, there is. You can sense that. I mean, I've thanked Parker for the times that he has come on and had to talk about things. But keep in mind, their home record is more wins than losses. So that's a very good thing for the coaches, because that's when we talk to them. I know when Nathan talks to the assistant coach, Galen Patterson is usually on a road game, and their record is obviously not nearly as good. The Giants have been decent at home, but you know what? They just can't get any momentum.
Yeah.
And to have the coach come in and have to constantly sit and face the questions is tough. And it's never going to be easy. And especially as you see your team sliding deeper in the standings. Okay. There's some, you can't constantly talk about positive things about losses. Okay. It's hard to do. What are you going to say? It's difficult, and I don't envy those guys. And whether it's Wasey coming in for the post game interview or Parker, you can see it, you can feel it, you can sense it. And we try to lift them up. This last weekend, I just told Parker Burgess, I said, you get this team in the playoffs, and it'll be one of the greatest coaching jobs I've seen in Vancouver in maybe the 25 years. This is a tough task with the group, mainly because, obviously, because of injuries. Okay, I don't know how long they're out I think Iginla is here. He should be skating, or he has been skating. He could be in on the weekend. I don't know. But you can't take your top two scorers out of the lineup. You can't. You can't be successful. And then your leading scorer for the Vancouver Giants now is Oreskovic. Good for him. But he can't win games. You can see he tried like crazy out there. Number 20. You notice him almost every time he's on the ice. I'll notice number 20. He's doing something. He's working. He's creating. And, you know, McCloskey, I think, has been really developed into a first-pairing defenseman. And, you know, Olsen, you know, on the weekend, Brett Olsen, 17-year-old, he's 2 goals, 1 assist. He had 3 points. He was plus one. You know, so he doubled his goals from last year as a 16-year-old from 4 to 8 this year. Is he 15 goals next year? Is he 20? I don't know as an 18-year-old. But I do know that the Vancouver Giants have slipped into a spot now with the injuries where you're looking more at the future.
I'm going to drop this on you real quick, Bill, before I let you go, just because it is another positive, too. Burke Hood played in all three games on the weekend. 130 shots on goal, 121 saves, a .931 save percentage. He's 0-2 on the weekend despite those, despite the stats. And the previous week, last week too, he was lights out in the three games he played. I've now lost those stats, but he was well over .900 save percentage. So I'm looking for some guys who are playing well, but they're getting peppered with shots though, Bill. That's the other side, of course. But Berkowitz played very well for Vancouver.
He's playing better this year right now than he played at any time last year in his draft year.
Yeah.
So. And he got a shock. He played against Penticton real quick. Friday night he played Penticton. He's on the bench Saturday. He's going to get a rest. 4 minutes in, he has to go in relief. And then he plays Sunday. I mean, he can't. If you're looking at your goaltender, check that box, outstanding. If you're looking at one of the best defensemen in the league, that's Lynn, check that box. And if you're looking at your forward position and Mathis Preston, one of the top forwards at his age group and goal scorer, check that box. So you're right through the middle, you're fine with those three guys. But they got to be in the lineup, man.
I hear you. Thanks, Bill. You're the best, pal.
Talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
The great Bill Wilms, the veteran color commentator for the Vancouver Giants. On the Hood front, by the way, as Bill mentions, Friday night, 4-2 loss to Penticton, home ice. Hood, 43 saves in that game. Saturday, again, it's 3-0, 4 minutes in, and Kelton Pine got the hook, so Hood went in, made 33 saves in a 4-1 loss, only gave up the one goal. But there was Hood that night. And then on Sunday, he plays 3-3, and it was Prince George 5-1 with the empty netter. So 4 goals against and 45 saves in that game for Burke Hood. So he's crushing it. A .931 save percentage on the weekend. And Pine took the loss after giving up those 3 goals early in the Saturday game in Everett. So Hood had no decision in that game, but 0-2 record on the weekend, a .931 save percentage. If you're going to tell anybody, you're going to play all three games, you're going to have a .931 save percentage, you would think that I got a win in there somewhere, don't I? Even an OTL. I mean, I'll take the OTL, but that's the way it's gone. The puck has been in Vancouver's zone a lot of late. Next up for the Vancouver Giants, they're at Prince George Friday and Saturday. You'll hear the games on Sportsnet 650. They host Kelowna on Saturday, January 31st, that's Country Night, as we talked about with Dale Sipe earlier in the program. Country flavor to the game. I would like to see a pony. Let's see him make that happen. Sipe makes a lot of things happen. Make a pony happen. Pony rides for the kids. And Ty Halliburton will return to the Langley Event Center for that game on the 31st. Get your ticket. That's the front end of 5 in a row at home for the Giants. VancouverGiants.com/tickets. Thank you so much for joining us tonight here on The Big Show, the Tuesday night edition of Vancouver Giants This Week, presentation of White Spot. Everyone in our live studio audience, too, forgot about you guys. Live studio audience tonight. Hey, everybody, thanks for coming in. All right, that's enough. That's enough out of you guys. And special thanks, of course, to Jack the Giant doing the damage again here. Ride and shotgun my bouncer at Sportsnet 650. Oh, oh, oh. Jack's having a good year, too. You should see his save percentage. Game in and game out. Batting 1,000, Jack the Giant. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm Brooke Ward. You have been listening to White Spot, Vancouver Giants This Week. This is Sportsnet 650.